Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After decades of presiding over the Republican Party, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell now planning to step down from the leadership role later this year, telling colleagues on the floor today,
I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January.
McConnell did not mention his health, but says he turned 82 last week. In recent months, McConnell has experienced several health challenges, including a fall and frozen speech during briefings with reporters. A closed-door hearing taking place today. House Republicans questioning Hunter Biden in the impeachment inquiry into President Biden and his family's overseas business dealings. Wildfires in Texas taking a toll in the panhandle. At least 500,000 acres burned so far in the second largest wildfire in state history. This is ABC News. Severe weather across the Midwest, and it's moving east. It's also impacting millions across the country.
More than a dozen states seeing freezing temperatures, damaging winds, lightning, dime-sized hail, and in some places, tornadoes. At least one reported twister hitting suburban Chicago, tearing off roofs and siding and sending Nancy Cramp and her daughter Lauren into a bathroom to hide.
It was pretty scary. I was trying to be the mom and keeping her calm.
Forecasters say the storm that started in the Pacific has been clashing with the jet stream, Gulf of Mexico moisture and changing temperatures making for dangerous conditions. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Prince Harry has suffered a legal defeat in a ruling that could have implications on whether he and his family visit the UK. A judge in London ruled that the British government had the right to strip Harry of security detail during visits to Britain. Prince Harry argued far-right extremism and made Britain unsafe for him and his family. A spokesperson for Harry says he plans to appeal. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Elijah View's family asked for a safe return home during a second Two Rivers Police Department press conference Tuesday evening.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard updated everyone, saying that all leads and tips in Elijah's case are being followed, but didn't give any specific details about the investigation. Elijah's aunt and grandmother said that their hearts are heavy, and they just want him to return home safe.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop. Just searching for my baby Elijah. We want him to be say.
Vu has been missing for a week after last being seen in an apartment complex in Two Rivers. A $15,000 reward has been announced by the FBI for any information regarding Elijah's disappearance. Stephen Devine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Following a tragedy, new protocols are part of contracts between the city of Milwaukee and private ambulance providers.
On Tuesday, all 15 members of the Common Council approved new contracts with Bell Ambulance and Curtis Universal. Now, first responders must adhere to new protocols, requiring paramedics responding to 911 calls get out of their vehicles and look for a patient. This was not previously mandatory when a 49-year-old woman died last month. Investigators say Jolene Waldreff fell at a bus stop, and although she called 911, an ambulance crew drove past her while she was on the ground, but they didn't see her. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The person who died in the Dane County Jail last week was a suspect in two bank robberies. Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the woman as 38-year-old Lisa Harding from Madison. Police arrested Harding last week after an attempted bank robbery in Madison and an actual bank robbery in Fitchburg.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs barely scrape the 20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Here we go. We are live in Houston, Texas. Corn and soybean prices ended higher. We'll take a look at what's happening in the market. We will find out what it takes to be a winner of NCGA's corn yield contest. And we will check in on the NCGA priorities at the end of the show. Let's get this started. It is time for Commodity Classic.
Live from Corn Country South via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we begin with a conversation with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net. Then it's award-winning corn farmer Kevin Kalb. And later, Harold Woolley from the National Corn Growers Association. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis, thank you so much. Yes, it is great to be live here at Commodity Classic in the NCGA booth. A big thank you to the National Corn Growers Association for sponsoring AgriTalk here at Commodity Classic. The trade show is just getting ready to open up. It's a matter of fact, it's opening to media right now. I can see some of the media starting to roll in here. As you might suspect, being in the NCGA booth for the opening of the trade show, we're in a pretty prime position to sit here and welcome attendees of this year's Commodity Classic, dude.
Have you signed any babies yet? You got your Sharpies ready?
Sharpies are standing by.
Outstanding.
Although I do not anticipate a lot of demand for that at this point.
Oh, you're a humble fellow. You're too modest.
Yeah. I tell you, just walking around outside the trade show area, there's a lot of there's a good attendance down here. Great. People are going to be looking to get in here and get this thing started at the trade show. No question. Lots of meetings. A lot of the business side of things has already taken place. We are going to talk with Harold Woolley, president of NCGA, about some of that business coming up here in just a little bit. And then, have you ever thought about getting into the NCGA corn yield contest? Well, we're going to talk to a guy that's won it more than once. I'll give you a preview right now. 425.8619 bushels per acre.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive. Four, I like it.
426 bushels per acre. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You can pay some bills if you can do that, right?
I guess, man. Talk about making it up in yield. Making it up in yield.
That's it. That's it. All right, man. Let's get this started. What you got in the news?
Right on. Well, Chip, wheat futures failed to engage in the upside recovery seen in the rest of the grain markets today. May soft red winter wheat futures were working on an inside trading day with a high range open and a low range close heading into the final moments of the session. February's wild weather has raised some anxiety over condition of the hard red winter wheat crop, but traders are generally willing to wait for green up this spring before judging conditions. Ukrainian grain exports so far this year are ahead of last year's sales by nearly 12%, and that's making it difficult to generate price positive headlines from the Black Sea. July HRW wheat futures down 6 cents, 570 and one quarter. July SRW wheat off 7 and 3 quarters to 578 and one half. July spring wheat closed at 662. Chip, that's down 4.5 today.
Yeah, the wheat market showed us some of the vulnerabilities that still exist in this market. You look at corn, you like the way that we rallied today. You look at soybeans, soybean meal in particular, you like the way that the markets performed today. And then you look at wheat and you wonder what the heck happened there. So it's just evidence that when you do put a bottom in, it's a process. It doesn't just happen. It's something that we're working on.
Well, Chip, there is some crop concern in the one-week weather outlook for Brazil's primary Safrinha corn crop area, but the extended forecast holds the potential for increased rainfall. The short-term outlook did encourage short covering in corn futures. Weekly ethanol production in the weekend of February 23rd averaged 1.078 million barrels per day, up 6,000 barrels from the previous week, 75,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. May corn opened fractionally higher, slipped lower on the day, then rallied to trade high range late in the day. Short covering gets the credit for the bulk of today's advance. May corn futures 5 cents higher, 428 and one half. July corn gained 4.5, 440 and one half. One quarter there. December corn futures closed at 463 and one quarter, up 3.25 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, Jim McCormick is standing by. We'll find out what's going on in the corn market from Jim in just a bit.
Soybean meal futures finally engaged in the upside price recovery, but May meal posted an inside trading day with a low range open and a high range close to suggest sideways trade into the end of the week. May soybeans tested resistance at 1150, but failed to generate buying interest above that pivotal level. Traders continue to watch Brazil's bean harvest. The range of estimates remains exceptionally wide, but are generally trending lower. Actual harvest results will be a primary driver for price action in the weeks ahead. May soybeans 4.5 cents higher, 1145 and a quarter. July beans added 4.25, 1155 and three quarters. November beans closed at 1135, up 5.25 cents today.
Yeah, that range on the Brazilian bean crop estimate right now is from just under 140 to just over 150 million metric tons. So very wide range, still trying to get it zeroed in.
July cotton 204 points higher, 99.72. Live and feeder cattle futures opened high range and closed near session lows. April fats 160 lower, 186.12.5. June futures off a buck 40, 182.17.5. And April feeders careened $3.85 lower to 255.10. On the snout side, lean hog futures opened higher, then fell back to close near session lows. The market, however, did respect support at yesterday's low. April lean hog futures today, 10 cents higher, 86 bucks on the snout. June lean hog futures up 22.5, 99.55. Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, Errol? You on the show again? You on the road?
I am on the road and on the show. How do you like that? Say hi to everybody at Combine.
What's up, everybody? Let's go. Let's get these things moving up.
Yeah. Finally, here it is. We're only 2 days into it, 3 days into it here, Bubba, but it feels like this corn market is trying to post some kind of a low, doesn't it?
Yes. What we really need now, Chip, is we need what they call a good old-fashioned short squeeze, where they really ram them to the shorts here, and they force them to cover, which to me would be about a 25 or 30 cent rally, and then I think we could really get going again. As you know, I felt last week that we were kind of trying to bottom, and it looks like it right now, but it's still not strong enough for me to really be overly comfortable yet.
Right. if the way that the wheat market traded today, it makes me think that there's still some room in here for some selling. Maybe go back down, test that low before we go again.
I agree. I could see it happening. Now, again, corn has been the leader the last couple of days, so hopefully this will be, you know, a sign of things to come. But what it's really going to take, it's going to take some upside pressure with shorts having to cover and on some real volume. You know, we're still lacking the overall market action that we'd like to see. You know, we'd like to see some new money come in and really force some volume into these markets, because we're still trading at an extreme. I mean, the last 2 days have been about 60% of normal. So we really need to see some buyers really step up and force these shorts to squeeze out. And then I think we can get some support from the rest of the markets.
Yeah, high volume.
My music.
Yeah, there it is. A high volume, big rally day would go a long ways to confirming that we've stuck a low in the market. Good stuff, Bubba. Thanks, man.
Thanks, baby. Have a great time.
All right. That is Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. All right. We're going to take a quick look at what is going on in the markets. Jim McCormick, AgMarket.net, is standing by here on AgriTalk.
Advocating for a new farm bill, protecting the ethanol market, and finding new sources of corn demand are just a few of the initiatives your National Corn Growers Association is working on today. NCGA and your state corn association represent you in Washington, D.C., and at home on the issues that matter most to you and your farm. Your voice matters. Make sure it's being heard. Sign up today at ncga.com/takeaction.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts, so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a Deere. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We are live in Houston, Texas at the Commodity Classic. Big thank you to the National Corn Growers Association for sponsoring us and making our kickoff coverage from a Commodity Classic possible. Really, really cool situation down here where the volume is starting to pick up slowly. But we're just a little bit of time away from opening up the trade show floor and getting the attendees rolling in here. So looking forward to that happening again. Big thank you to NCGA. Go to www.ncga.com to learn more about it. Jim McCormick, agmarket.net is our guest analyst today. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon, Chip. I'm doing great. It's great being down here in Houston.
Yeah, it really is. Another commodity classic. Here we go, huh?
Man, time flies. It's hard to believe it was just a year ago. We were, down in Orlando? So,
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I remember what it was. The banks. The banks were starting to bust and go under a year ago right now, right?
That is correct. Yeah. I mean, here we are a year later. You got stock market trading, near all-time highs. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, certainly. You got that right with everything that is going on in these markets. So everybody, I mean, as you walk down the hallway here, I'm sure that you're getting the same question that I am. On a day like today with the corn market up 4, 5, 6 cents, everybody wants to know, is that it? Have we put a low in the market?
We never know for sure, but I think the odds are very high, Chip. I mean, you look at a lot of different things. The first one, the funds. They are carrying a massive short position. When they're this short, it's very seldom they keep it that long. They can keep building it. So they tend to lighten up. The timing. Look at the year. We're flipping into the springtime. And then lastly, the last couple of weeks, a lot of this liquidation, unfortunately, was producers that were just being forced to. There was a lot of producers this fall put corn under basis contracts. Yep. They did it in the East corn. They didn't get to rally, the winter rally they're looking for. They rolled it to the March. Then March timeframe ran out today. In essence, elevators had to force those producers either to sell the grain or roll it to the May and essentially roll it at about a 15-cent cost. So those two factors, I think, forced a lot of farmers, unfortunately, to throw the towel in. And that's usually when the market bottoms the most, is when the funds are short, the farmer throws in the towel, and then the commercials scoop in, they start locking in their lower cost. And then eventually the funds will reverse out of that position.
You know, this probably is going to sound a little counter to what we're talking about, but with the commercials long the market, we really had to see them get out of those long positions to indicate that things are starting to square up in the cash market, right?
Exactly. I mean, what you're looking at was very strange this year. I mean, the fund position is what got everyone's attention. That's what everyone was talking about. But what was amazing, all fall long, the commercial was very short, very, very carried, very small short position, or even in net long, which tells us at Ag Market, there was no grain being sold. Essentially, there was no bushels being hedged. And that was part of the problem we're seeing right now, is there's just too many unsold bushels. Those bushels have now come to market, at least some of them. And the funds are, like I said, the commercials are building that length. And maybe that's a sign we're near the bottom or at the bottom.
Right, right. Still got some bushels that need to be accounted for, right?
Yeah. There's still a huge debate. There's a debate. There's no doubt about it. You go to the Eastern Corn Belt, our clients in the East had phenomenal yields, just incredible yields. To go to the West, definitely a little bit of debate. I know the big question, Nebraska, there was a big revision that Nebraska corn yield. A lot of people are questioning that. We may get a clear picture of that, that it will happen. Essentially, the quarterly grain stock report there at the end of March. And to really add to that, Chip, you got the quarterly grain stock report. You're going to have this farmer acreage survey, which I think is going to be really fascinating because the government said the farmers are going to plant 3 million less acres of corn and 3 million acres more beans. I think they got their number right on the corn. I think the beans is too high because I think cotton's buying some bean acres. Okay. But you're also going to get that quarterly grain stock report, which could really be interesting. And then on top of it, that's going into Easter holiday. A lot of people don't realize it. So that report is going to happen on a Thursday, and then we got a 3-day weekend just to add to the anxiety of that big report.
Yeah, it happens on March 28th, right?
Yep, a little bit earlier this year.
A month from today.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Wow. That's going to be here before we know it. Most importantly, between now and then, we're going to learn more about the Brazilian soybean crop, right?
You got it. You said in the first segment, the real question is how small is small? The government number is way up there at 155, 157. That's a stale number. That's been out for a few weeks. The question is, when they get this in the March number, do they push it back below 140 or below? If you get it below 140, I think it really gets interesting. And that may be the fuel to the fire that Bubba Horowitz was talking about, where you're going to say, wait, I've pushed it too far. The funds start getting out. If you can just, the embers are there to get a reversal. You just got to get something to kick it going. And it could be, a smaller Brazilian crop.
Yeah. I'm excited about all of that. The one thing that I don't know where it's going to come from at this point is the volume. What all of the sudden is going to encourage greater participation in these ag markets?
I think we're going to struggle for that.
Yeah.
Right now, I think you will get a rally. I think that rally needs to be sold. But the reality is right now, there is a lot of money on the sidelines. Yeah. But the easy money right now says to buy the stock market, unfortunately. So
it does.
But eventually, Chip, that money will come in because the stocks are going to get overvalued. Commodities get cheap. And then corporations are going to come in and buy those cheap commodities to lock in their profit margins they got. And that'll help bottom the commodity and the commodities in general.
Okay. We had a great farmer forum this morning with Caleb Hamer from Iowa and Ryan Wagner up in South Dakota. Ryan was talking about waiting for that rally in old crop before you start to finish things up. I asked him, though, what is a rally this year? It used to be 70, 80, 90 cents was a rally in corn. This year, does it take that much to consider it a rally?
I would argue 35 to 50 is probably going to do it. I unfortunately, A, you don't have the spec volume to really carry us forward. B, there's a lot of grain to be sold in reality. So we're going to cap that rally. Then lastly, it's a relief rally. Relief rallies usually aren't as strong as you want. And if we, assuming we plant 91, 92 million acres of corn, anywhere close to trend line yields, your carry out is going to grow. Your stocks are just going to be 15, 16% Chip. You don't have to look back in history, 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, all those years, those stocks used were all 14, 15%. Corn traded 350 in the fall.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, folks, that is where I think we go with a normal crop. So, I mean, so a 50 cent rally, I think old crop and new, you've got to get aggressive in trying to market that grain and make the catch up sales for the stuff you did not catch in the new old crop.
Well, and if that's going to be the case for a fall market, what it means is doggone it. Pay attention in the spring. If we do have any kind of a weather driven, any kind of a scare that gives you an opportunity to move some grain, you better be taking it.
You definitely have to. And remember, the crop insurance was just set, or it's almost being set. We got one more day left. It's not really crop insurance, in my opinion, this year, Chip. I've been calling it more catastrophe insurance because the revenue level is so low. So we're actually encouraging producers to consider buying some extra puts under the market. You know, you sell some cash grain, buy a put to kind of indemnify yourself, because if this market does what we fear it could do with a normal crop, you're going to see corn below 350 and, you know, maybe low threes in the cash. And that's one way to kind of indemnify yourself.
Okay. You said something here a little bit ago. It got me thinking, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about the corn market when we're here at Commodity Classic, but reality is reality. It feels like the beginning stocks, the carryover numbers, beginning stocks for the next marketing year are kind of starting to snowball on us. Do you get that feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why this rally that everyone wants, I think you got to be realistic, because those, we're not seeing the demand.
Yeah.
China came in and bought a lot of corn. Unfortunately, they bought Ukrainian corn, not U.S. corn. We've got to get something
like 10 cargoes.
Yes. So we're competitively priced in South America, but we're not with Ukrainians. You know, the president of Ukraine did make a comment that kind of got the wheat market excited earlier in the week that, hey, we don't get munitions, we're going to shut down this secondary grain corridor. That may have an impact. I mean, that's something we need to watch. Is, you know, if you're looking for what could cause a little bit of short covering, that may be the outlier. If something would like that, where they couldn't do it, because that's what's killing us right now is a lack of exports.
Okay. We've only got a minute left, and I only left a minute for it. We got to be optimistic about something. Is it biofuels? What's got you thinking that demand could come back?
Oh, I think in the long run, you got to be very bullish, the biofuels. On the renewable diesel, that's probably the one that's first steps coming. Those plants are being made right now. You know, they're being built right now. That's coming on the line. I think you've got to be optimistic on the SAF fuels. I really do. I mean, I think where we're at, I know we've got some hurdles to go. We've got to get, you know, the carbon capture. But I think that if there's a will, there's a way. I mean, I view the carbon capture in this kind of like it was, 15 years ago when George Bush said, ethanol is the way to go, boys. And we saw that market take off. I think the corn market is going to do that. Unfortunately, it's just going to take a couple of years. I think it's important that we do. I think it's very important for Corn Association to push it, because we are going to see less and less cars being used for gas. They're going electric. That's just the way it's going. We've got to find a different alternative for our corn. And I think that's a great source. And I'm optimistic on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm optimistic about the ethanol to jet as well as we're supposed to get some an announcement on exactly how that the details of the GREET model and what that's going to mean for us and that whole ethanol to jet trend. It's going to be fun to watch. Jim, it's always fun to talk with you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. That is Jim McCormick, AgMarket.net. We're talking corn yield contest next. Kevin Kalb here on AgriTalk.
There I was, driving along when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page of ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, HRW wheat futures were down 6 cents to 570 and 1 quarter. July, SRW wheat off 7 and 3 quarters to 578 and a half. On the corn side, looking at the May corn futures, 5 cents higher, 428 and 1 half. December corn futures closed at 463 and a quarter. That's up 3 and 1 quarter cents on the day. May soybean futures 4 1/2 cents higher, 11.45 and a quarter. July added 4 1/4 to 11.55 and three quarters. July cotton 204 points higher, 99.72. On the livestock's April fats down 160, 186, 12 and a half. April feeders 385 lower to 255.10. And on the snout side, April lean hogs 10 cents higher, $86 on the snout. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs barely scrape the 20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Oh. Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk and the 2024 Commodity Classic. Big thank you to the National Corn Growers Association for making our coverage our kickoff coverage from Houston Possible. And I tell you what, one of the highlights of the Commodity Classic every year is the announcement of the winners of the National Corn Yield Contest. And a guy that's been at the top of the list several times, Kevin Kalb out of Indiana, correct?
Indiana, Southern Indiana.
Yeah, DuBois?
DuBois.
Yes, yep. DuBois. See? Yep. Yep. All right. I tell you, congratulations again, 426.
Yep. Yep. That was our personal best we ever had. Was kind of a interesting year. You know, we was talking a little bit earlier about the Canadian smoke. I think that was a big part for us achieving.
Now, one thing I want everybody to know, you brought it up, right?
Yep.
You brought it up because this is one of those things, Kevin, that I've wondered about out loud on the air several times. You know, how much did it help? Did it help or did it hurt?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we're chasing these high yields. You know, we've learned it's not all about nutrition as far as zinc, boron, manganese, you know, all the nutrients everybody talk about. You know, we've really been pushing a lot of carbon source products. You know, we get a lot of carbon from our turkey litter that we have on our farm, but you sit there and you think about as cloudy as what we were from the smoke, you know, our yields probably shouldn't have been as high as what they were because of the cloudy days, but it also kept couple things that kept the temperatures down when it was really cloudy. But you know, you're getting a lot of free carbon and you know, free sulfur from the smokes. Now I'm not saying we want to have another fire, but you know, as a whole, I really do, my opinion, you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, we did not have conducive weather to grow that kind of corn.
Right.
Genetics are getting better, you know, that there's no doubt about that. But you know, you simply start doing the math. We should not have been able to grow the kind of crop we did. It had to be the smoke.
It had to have something to do with it. I've talked to some other agronomists that say, you know, the way that the sunlight was filtered through the smoke, it actually helped to penetrate deeper into the canopy.
That could be
stuff like that. You know, there's all kinds of theories out there on exactly how the smoke impacted this year's season, but I haven't had anybody tell me that it was a negative.
No, I really don't believe. I mean, you know, for us, you know, we're non-irrigated Southern Indiana, you know, we get a lot of humidity and, you know, our temperatures normally don't get super, super high, but at nighttime with the high humidity, we retain that heat too long and corn needs to respirate. Well, if you don't get that hot during the day, it's, you know, your chances are you're not going to be that hot at night. But, you know, we really had a mild summer because of the smoke. So, you know, I think there were several little factors that the smoke did help for us.
Yep. All right. So you said chasing high corn yields. Mm-hmm. It's not like all of a sudden you find one silver bullet and from that point forward, you're raising big corn yields. It's a process, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Still learning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we started in the NCGA yield contest in 2007, and I don't know if we lucked into it or what, but we finished second in the nation the first time we got in it and really didn't do a whole lot of management, you know, at that time. But the contests have taught us so much about how to feed not only our contest acres, but the rest of our farm. You know, and that's where you make your money at. I mean, we're finding out, you know, where we over apply certain nutrients, like nitrogen for one thing, we can prove that the yields go down.
Yeah.
So, managing the crop, I mean, I always tell anybody this, that our most profitable acres on our farm are our highest yielding acres that we have in our contest. I mean, every time, because we have a set path, and the only way we learn that was from getting into the contest and actually diving in, trying to get better and better each year. So the success from the contest carries over to our production.
So there's real world applications.
Oh, 100%.
What you're doing in the contest, and I suppose you take it to your clients at Midwest Advanced Crop Consulting, right?
Yep. Oh, yes. You know, we see, we don't only see it, but we should let their farmers come to our farm and see the results of what we're doing. You know, we do trials with not enough fertilizer of nitrogen, like or too much. You know, nitrogen is the one everybody wants to talk about, but you know, we learn that it's not just nitrogen to grow big yields. You know, we're finding a lot of micronutrients, a lot of carbon that we talk about, a lot of sugar to feed the biology. So, you know, when we started this out in the contest, we only had two fields on our farm that we pulled contests. Now we got 500-600 acres that we can pick from.
Yeah.
And that's just taking our,
well, management. It's a family.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Right? I mean, it is. I mean, you know, we had a tornado to come through last summer, wiped out the most of our fields that we do pull contests. And we had a couple other fields that we tiled and this spring and brought back into production. And lo and behold, we only had one of our wins this year come out of a perennial field that we have every year as a winner. So it's amazing how you can transform. Not everybody has to have perfect ground, but if you start to learn how to manage the resources that you're given, because you know we're 2023, we do have 2024, we do have pretty good fertility out there programs to go by.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we go out and do the crop tour every year, we talk about it. It never fails. At some point, we got to talk about the genetics that are available now versus 10 years ago. And I always try to balance that against, yeah, but don't forget, you got to have better management with it too. Is it genetic or management?
So 100% the genetic. I'm not saying we want to go back to 2012
right.
But just on the genetics that we have available now, you know, I think the genetics from the stress part has gained us 30 to 40 bushel.
Yeah.
And then your management comes in. You know, we can manage a crop a lot better. You know, we have Y drops, you know, you have fungicides a lot more, you know, you got drones that can spray, you know, I mean, we have so many more tools than what we had back in 2012. So we're understanding better tissue samples. You know, there are just so many more tools, and it all boils back to what we learned from the contest the first five or 6 years we got into it.
Yep.
So,
okay. So you said it was what, 2007?
2007.
Has it been everything that you hoped it would be?
Yeah.
Being part of the contest?
Oh, 100%, because some of our best friends that we have in the world, we've learned, or we got to meet them from this contest. I mean, that's what we look forward to every year, to come seeing guys we only get to see once a year, you know, and drank a few beers.
Sure.
I hate to say it, but
why?
I mean, well, you know, it's just, you know, the camaraderie, you know, that we have in agriculture, you know, everybody wants everybody else to succeed. At least that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You know, but we owe a lot of it, 99% of our success actually to the contest for letting us learn the success, how to manage a crop.
Yeah. We're talking with Kevin Calbes, won the corn yield contest at NCGA several times. If someone is thinking, it's not for me, what would you tell them?
Yeah, it's for everybody. If you farm, you should. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and try to beat David Hula's, you know, yield. But I think you should get in the contest and start marking how you do, what you did, what you applied, and year after year, and grade yourself on your yield, how you get better. Because, you know, the contest, we always say, is contest is fine, but it don't pay the bills.
Yeah.
So what you learn there, you can carry over to your production acres.
Okay. So 426, just shy of it. Just shy.
Close
of
four, enough.
Close enough. Yeah. What's next? Where do you think this gets?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, we're lucky, and weather is such a huge thing.
Sure. So
2013, I believe, we had a pretty good size jump in yield. We had a 374. So we were like the non-irrigated world records, 443, 443 somewhere. And I was like, well, heck, this is going to be easy. Well, it took us 10 years to gain 50 bushel.
Right.
So it is tough. You know, I don't know what the top end yields is, especially being non-irrigated, but, you know, making these great big leaps and jumps on these high yields is really, really, really hard to do, to make them big jumps, because you know, you got to have basically everything perfect. You know, you got to have a perfect stand or as near perfect stand as you can have. You know, Mother Nature's got to, especially being non-irrigated, you know, she's got to give you some rainfall here and there. There's things you can do to help manipulate it, but you still need water. So I don't know, you know, my son Kogan, he's next year will be the first year he can enter in a contest. So I said, we'll probably be in it together one more year. And then I may get out of it, let them guys take over. But, so I don't know. I don't know what to top in. I mean, it's crazy. The genetics I think are there, to grow really, really good corn, but you know, for being non-irrigated, you got to have pretty good weather.
You optimistic for this year, the way the thing is set up?
So we, you know, probably like most guys that we've talked to at the Classic, we're dry. Yeah. We're probably the driest we've ever been, which we farm in southern Indiana. I mean, anytime we can get an 8-inch rain at any time overnight. So we're not too concerned about the dry. Our tiles are running just a little bit. So, and I always said, if we got to grow a crop on our subsoil moisture, we're probably not going to grow a crop anyways.
Right. So. Well, congratulations, Kevin. 426, certainly an impressive total. And
thank you.
And we'll look forward to having more conversations with you. All right.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Kevin Cowell, many time first place winner of the NCGA Corn Yield Contest. Big thanks to NCGA. We've got Harold Woolley up next.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts EDGE to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text EDGE to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text EDGE to 200-300 now. Text EDGE to 200-300.
Advocating for a new farm bill, protecting the ethanol market, and finding new sources of corn demand are just a few of the initiatives your National Corn Growers Association is working on today. NCGA and your state corn association represent you in Washington, D.C., and at home on the issues that matter most to you and your farm. Your voice matters. Make sure it's being heard. Sign up today at ncga.com/takeaction.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk and the 2024 Commodity Classic. We're about to wrap up our first hour of what's going to be 5 hours of coverage from Houston and the 2024 Commodity Classic. I got to tell you, it's just a huge honor to be in the NCGA booth with AgriTalk here to kick off the 2024 Commodity Classic. Big thank you to NCGA. Go to www.ncga.com to learn more about the organization and what they've got going on. Join us right now, Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers Association. Harold, it's here, man. It's happening.
It is, Chip. I'm very excited to be here. There is an energy and an excitement in the air as Commodity Classic kicks off.
Yeah, it's going to change. The atmosphere in here is going to change a lot in about 10 minutes, isn't it?
Well, yep. That's when everybody comes in for the grand opening. So, yeah. Yes.
Yep. Well, grand opening and the opening reception. We can't forget about that part.
People do like a snack and a beverage.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Why is this meeting, as you said, it's got an energy to it. Why? How does that happen, Harold?
It's the people that show up, I think. You know, the decision makers are here. The input providers are all here. The experts are here as well. If you have a question about a piece of machinery, you'll be able to get the answer at one of the booths.
Yeah. Yeah. A unique setup on the trade show this year. It's on two different levels.
It is. And I think that's going to work out great. You know, we've got some exhibitors on both levels that are going to draw folks in. So it's a good setup. It's going to work.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out here. We need to talk about some of the priorities at NCGA. You've been in some meetings, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my life.
Demand has got to be at the top of the list. Now, last week, we got some good news, but I would say it was good news, not great news, and that was E15 in the Midwest 8 being okayed for year-round use of E15. But doggone it, it doesn't start until next year. Now, Vilsack, as USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, has indicated that there should be a waiver available to make for it to be available in 24. But it would, let's get this done, right?
Absolutely. We need a legislative fix. That would be the end all be all. Then we would have year-round E15 in all 50 states, not just in the 8 Midwestern states, right, where the governors have applied to the EPA.
Right, right. When you guys sit around and talk biofuels and you look at each other when sustainable aviation fuel and ethanol to jet comes up, what's the attitude in the room, Harold? It's got to be one of, whoa, look out.
Absolutely. You know, the theme for my year as president of NCJ is shaping the future, mm-hmm. and SAF is one of the ways we can shape the future. If we get all of the issues in line, we are going to have a tremendous market out there for our corn.
Well, and the thing is, it's not a 1 year, 2 year kind of quote unquote fix either. This, we're talking about a long term positive for this market.
Right. It is tremendous, the amount of fuel that the aviation industry uses. And if we can convert them to even a portion of their fuel usage being sustainable aviation fuel that it uses low carbon corn as its feedstock, we'll have a win for corn farmers.
You know, there's still some uncertainty over whether or not that is going to happen. But Harold, I cannot imagine a world in which the aviation market is looking for renewable fuels and corn isn't somehow, some way part of it.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And I've been learning a lot the last few weeks about this, and I'm more positive than ever. I think we're going to be able to achieve the carbon reductions that are necessary to qualify corn as the feedstock for ethanol to jet.
You know, and in the carbon intensity world, you know, with the scores and everything and how, what it means for the pathway for corn on in sustainable aviation fuel. That's all very important, obviously, but this feels like some of the programs through the 45Z tax credits. Boy, oh boy, that looks like some opportunity for guys that have been doing it right, quote unquote, right, for a long time already.
You're correct. We need to get the systems in place so that they have the verification and meet the requirements, and then we need to have the financial rewards come down to the farm gate. We don't need the middleman taking all of these tax credit dollars. Some of them have to flow down to incentivize our farmers and just to get us through this period of tight margins.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been the best thing? What have you enjoyed the most about your time as president?
I like being involved. And as you know, NCGA is a policy organization by and large, and I enjoy policy. So learning about all the different policy issues and advocating for corn growers in the nation's capital, that's what I enjoy.
Fantastic. What do you hope that attendees of this commodity classic take home with them?
Well, there's a whole host of issues. You know, I walked by the board out front here that listed all of the educational opportunities. That's one big plus. There's a lot of shiny equipment in the exhibition hall. You know, if you want to learn about a piece of equipment, this is the place to come. The industry experts are on hand and they'll tell you all about it. All of our input folks are here. It's a tremendous opportunity.
Okay, real quick. To someone out there that might not be a member of NCGA, what's your message to them?
Things are going to change. Things are always changing. And, you know, I want to shape the future and I need your help to do it. We need every voice, every corn farmer's voice to be heard in Washington, D.C. We are such a small minority of the population. We need everybody on board.
Fantastic, Harold. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. Have a great week, man.
Thank you.
All right. That is Harold Woolley. He is president of the National Corn Growers Association. There you have it, Davis. We've got things started. They're about to open up the doors and flood this trade show floor with attendees of the 24 Classic. It's going to be a lot of fun in here pretty soon.
Back down to the first floor with you for tomorrow morning's program, if I'm not mistaken.
That is exactly right. We are going to be at the United Soybean Board, talking all things soybeans tomorrow morning from Commodity Classic. This is AgriTalk.
Are you attending Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas this year? Head on over to agmarket.net's booth, booth 6605, not just to say hi, but to check out how we can help with your marketing and consulting needs. Plus, enter our giveaway for your chance to win a shotgun. That's agmarket.net. The booth is located on the third floor, number 6605. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial and may not be suitable for all investors or producers.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.